We're discussing educational matters, and I'm speaking with Dr. Frank Robinson, who spent years in the Augusta-Richmond County area, specifically at the Augusta-Richmond County Board of Education, superintendent overseeing what was happening there. And I've been promising them, Dr. Robinson, that we would get an update as to where you are and what you're doing now. We're ready for that update.
I am delighted to be the executive director for Horse Creek Academy. We call it HCA, a name that the community has embraced. The kids or the students have embraced it, and we're just looking for wonderful things to happen at HCA.
Is this a new school?
No, it's not. It's been around since 2003.
Okay.
As a charter school. But it has grown tremendously in the last 5 to 6 years.
And what has contributed to that growth?
I think the parents wanting to have a hand on forming the educational experience that their children have. I think that has probably fueled the growth that we see.
And you mentioned that it's a charter school. So that takes us to a part of the discussion that I would love for you to talk us through. And I say us, the speaking with listening community, when it comes to comparisons of traditional public schools compared to charter schools, compared to private schools, what you see as disadvantages or advantages, strengths, weaknesses of each of those, and whether or not students can thrive in each of those academic environments.
What I see in each school form or school setting is the power of parental choice. Whatever school the parent feels is the best fit for their children, and they have an opportunity then to engage that choice.
Gotcha. Okay. And certainly there can be a lot of merit to having choice.
Right.
Of course, for a lot of people, and this is where it starts getting kind of sticky, is how each system is paid for. And whether you've got to take, or whether you have to or not, whether we end up taking monies from one part of the academic system, the educational system, in order to help finance another or other parts of the educational system. And so some people complain that, and we do hear politicians, particularly on the state level, talk about taking monies away from traditional public school systems in order to help fund vouchers for charter schools, some for private schools. How do you see that playing into the broader academic debate as to how we should go about educating our children?
Well, here's where the largest misunderstanding exists when it comes to funding. Every student receives a per pupil allocation. Every student. So the notion here is that the dollars follow the student. So if the parent wants this choice, the dollar comes to this choice. And the dollar can't stay where it was, because the person to be educated is no longer there. So the dollar comes with the student in whatever environment. So what this does, it inserts everyone to do an excellent job, be it private, public, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, charter is a public.
Yeah.
So
not traditional public.
It's not your traditional mm-hmm. public, but it's a public school. Mm-hmm. So the dollar follows the student. So if you want to keep the dollar in a certain place, you have to engage the parents and the students in such a way that they stay in that certain place.
And so again, we're back to choices.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Which is very important.
Yeah. So the 30 plus years that you have been in the field of education, particularly outside of the classroom, what have been some of the major changes that you've seen that could possibly impact choices that the parents either are or are not making for their kids when it comes to where they end up receiving their education?
Well, there's something that's huge with us at HCA, and that is culture. We have developed a culture at HCA that encourages success for everybody. We can go for a long duration of time without any interpersonal conflicts among children, physical, verbal, or in between. We can go for long durations of time without having to approach children for any interpersonal conflict.
Wow, and this is what age group?
This is preschool through eighth grade.
That's powerful that you can go for, as you mentioned, long durations without that. What are some of the keys to cultivating that kind of culture?
It is the environment that exists in each classroom and the amount of engagement that the teacher is able to accommodate or to encourage within that classroom to keep the students actively engaged.
And so is there something also being done to get them to the point where, I mean, they're literally teaching principles of harmony and conflict resolution, things like that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The activities that the children are engaged in, many of them are designed by the children themselves. So they create their learning process within the parameters of teacher guided presentations.
That's amazing. So here we go again, thinking back to what you shared with us about the children of the slaves playing with the children of the slave owners and learning these letters to the point where they could actually go back and teach other people within the community,
exactly.
The slave community.
Exactly.
And now we fast forward to 2018, and children are able, like I said, within given parameters, to help create their own learning system.
That's exactly right. It's fascinating to watch. I walk down the hallway. My office is situated that I can see throughout the school at my desk. And the children walk by waving and pecking on the glass with their knuckles to get my attention.
Mm.
Just fascinating. It's like music to me.
I can imagine it. So it sounds like a lot of what you have going on there that helps build this culture that is so conducive to learning, so conducive to people really getting along well.
Exactly.
Is relationship building.
Definitely. That's key. Relationship building.
That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Dr. Robinson is really, really, I'm serious, information that is truly inspiring. He and I will be back in just a few. You got to get the final segment. Hang in with us.